good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice program. I'm your host this morning, Colin Worthington. It is 8:30. Very nice show, uplifting show today to get you started for your weekend. We're going to take a mindful metaphysical journey, and by the end of it, we're going to learn a lot of ways to just improve our overall mental health, I think. I think that's the plan. A young lady who's with us this morning, she's a Carrollton native, and she's authored a children's book. It's called Cosmic Kitty. She's going to have a book signing event at Georgia's oldest bookstore, Horton's Books and Gifts, located just off the square here in Carrollton. That event is coming up August the 12th. I believe that's next Saturday, a week from tomorrow. It's going to happen from noon until 2. The little event will include the author's instruction for creating the artwork that is associated with the story. And the more and more I read into this book, I think it may have been initially been targeted for kids, but there are some good lessons there for adults. Those of us who are supposed to be adults as well. Our guest this morning is Shan Gill. Actually, Shannon Gill, but her pen name is Shan Gill. That's how she remains alias and keeps the fans away. She's also the brother of Jay Gill, who is a marketing guru here in Carroll County. And we thank her for coming out this morning to talk about her brand new book.
Thank you, Colin. I'm so excited to be here. This is a fantastic opportunity, and I really appreciate it.
Well, Cosmic Kitty's the book. Actually, first of all, I mean, we talk about a mindful metaphysical journey. You got to have some background to take on that that bold stance to where you can help us with a mindful metaphysical journey. What's your background?
Sure, absolutely. A lot of it's been my personal journey, to be honest. I've been in corporate for 20 plus years, and one of the things that I have found in working with corporate folks is that there's a lot of stress involved. You know, there's a lot of tension. There's a lot of busyness. You're just going and going and going. So in my own journey, I started trying to find ways to decompress, ways to be more purposeful in my living, more deliberate in my living. And I think of mindfulness as being very deliberate living. And so I started taking classes. I started getting certifications. I started just my own journey of seeking and finding information and reading. And I've read a lot of different books. So it's been an education process for me over the last several years.
Now, your life and business strategy consultant, was that always part of your previous jobs, or is that something you took on just to kind of find that piece?
Yeah, and I've done many things in my business career, from operations to strategy work to product work to operations. So the life coaching piece and the life strategy piece is something I've started using with my corporate guys. So I started doing it in my last corporate job. I would do lunch and learns, and I would do coaching on the side for the employees in the company while I was doing their 5-year strategic plans. And it blossomed into that was my real passion and my real purpose.
So for you to find that path, it took you more than the half hour that we're going to try and give it all to people this morning, huh? But it'll be a good start.
Exactly. It'll absolutely.
It's a nice little happiness roadmap that you put together, too, that I want to talk about later. But,
sure.
But first of all, I would love to talk about the book. Again, Cosmic Kitty, A Mindful Metaphysical Journey. And it's got a nice little picture on the front, which does suggest it's a book for kids.
I call it a book for kids 8 and up from a reading perspective. It's kind of Harry Potter-esque. It's a novel. But I say, and adults who are open. So I've had a lot of adults who've actually gotten a good bit out of it. So my adult readership is as strong as my kid base.
And I can see kids reading this with their parents. Mm-hmm. And there are some things that will take you back to your own youth and maybe mm-hmm. find out, you know, why you have certain feelings. I mean, you can relate to some of these things and find
Absolutely.
Out why you feel a certain way. Again, Cosmic Kitty. Why a kitty?
It's interesting. I started doodling the artwork. So I did all the art in the book. It's black and white pencil art, basically. When I was 7, I was a little girl. I was doodling. I was drawing hearts and flowers, as we do as little girls. And I started adding things to it. I added eyelashes. I added hair. I added lips and freckles and whiskers. And these characters just evolved. And there's actually a lot of different characters in the book, not just Cosmic Kitty. Mm. I was just doodling them. Sunny, Moon Man, all of these characters. And I forgot about it for a long time. And then a couple of years ago, I was doing an intuitive painting workshop as part of my metaphysical and mindfulness exploration process. And all the art just came flooding back to me from my 7-year-old self and demanded to be a story, honestly. So she just became a kitty because we have always had cats in my family, and I added whiskers when I was 7. So now she's a kitty.
It is fascinating to think that you just forgot about that for 20 years mm-hmm. and all of a sudden something, was that part of the class?
I mean, thank you for making me so young. It was a few more than 20 years.
because we all do little doodles as kids.
We do.
And, you know, and then forget about them and then push them away. I try to save my son's. My son, you know, has been drawing and doodling since he was 5, 6 years old. And I've tried to save stuff. He'll want to throw it away. And I've tried to save stuff because I think that, you know, it'd be as cool a memory for me later as it might be for him.
Absolutely.
But things that he drew even 3 years ago, he doesn't even remember. So, I mean, it's fascinating that, I mean, was that, it's like it's almost a friend.
It was muscle memory because I didn't save any of the drawings. I didn't have any of that from my childhood. It literally just came back. You know, all the muscle memory from doing that. I just recreated all of it. And it's interesting because as kids, we are so open to many things. You know, nobody's told us that we have to shut down. Nobody's said yet you can't be creative or you can't create characters or you can't believe in, you know, in fairies or all the things that we believe in as children. And so much of who we are comes through when we're kids. We forget it. We turn it off. We condition it out. And so part of the journey for a lot of people in going through mindfulness and metaphysics is to re-explore and reopen up things they already knew when they were kids. And so for me, that was going back to my art as part of that process, which is why it came through. And then it said, hey, I'm a story. And I said, really? I said, yeah. I said, really? I said, yes, get going, write.
So our art needs to talk to us.
Absolutely.
And remember that. Did the cat have a personality when you were drawing it as a kid?
She didn't
think?
Even have a name.
Yeah.
So she didn't get a name. She didn't get a personality. I had no idea who she was or her guides who were also in the book as well. None of that. You know, Sunny and Moon Man who were on the cover, they didn't have a name. It was just, you know, me drawing stuff, you know, because I like to draw hills and flowers. Mm-hmm. And all of that came through as part of the intuitive painting retreat. And then once you open the floodgates, you know, you get all of the stuff that comes through.
Well, I don't want to give away too much of the plot. It's always hard to, you know, when we talk about somebody's book, and you want people to go out and read it. But can you share the plot of it? Can you talk a little bit about it without giving away too much?
Absolutely. So the book is a fictional book. So it is a little novel. It's about 150 pages. And it takes you through, Cosmic Kitty actually was born in the fifth dimension. So when you think of parallel universes, you think of higher vibration, she actually lives in a very joyful place. It's actually called Joyville, as a matter of fact. And it's a lovely world. And she goes through a portal and goes into the third dimension, which is essentially Earth. So Earth is third dimension. I actually had a cute kid that sent me some cards and questions about the book. And one of her questions was, you know, is Earth third dimension? And basically it is. You know, all your physicists will tell you that. And is the fifth dimension a real place or a planet? So all kinds of great questions that she had, which was really sweet. But anyway, so Cosmic Kitty goes through this portal, and she basically goes into a parallel universe that is Earth, and it's a parallel universe of her world. So she ends up meeting herself in that world. And in meeting herself, she's actually a bully, a playground bully. And Cosmic Kitty needs her help for some sustainability themes that she's working with. She's trying to save some trees because she can sort of hear and feel the trees. And so she has to overcome herself as a bully before she can even take action. So there's a lot of ways as you go through the book and the storyline, and I won't go into the rest of the storyline because there's a lot more to it. And you learn along the way little tidbits about vibration, about auras, about meditation. She teaches a homeless person how to meditate, as an example, as part of the storyline. And you learn about different concepts and why they're important, about questioning yourself. One of the things I really want people to get out of this is that they should question their beliefs and try to get deeper into themselves and not just believe everything they're told. Really experience it for themselves, kids and adults alike, because so often our thinking is patterned around what people have told us, and getting to who we are is important.
That's a key phrase that you're hearing a lot in the media right now, or, you know, about the media, you know, not so much believe in everything you say or that you read at that point, you know, do some more research. So, I mean, it's kind of a theme going on right now.
It's a huge theme. And even some of the, when you talk about some of the other pieces like the Happiness Roadmap and some of the coaching stuff that I do and the classes that I teach, one of the phrases I like to use is don't believe everything you think, because so much of our thinking is predicated on the stuff that we hear from outside of us or things that our parents believed and our families believed especially. And our friends believed. And so one of the things I want kids and people to get out of this is go deep, question. And in the book, you actually see Catherine, who is the bully. So Catherine is Cosmic Kitty in the third dimension. Mm-hmm. You know, Kitty, Catherine. Yeah. You actually see Catherine having to go through this process with reality TV shows. Why does she love reality TV? Even though it's negative.
That's on the third dimension. It's not on the fifth dimension.
No, that's in the third dimension. Okay. Definitely. Okay. Yes. So it is a key question that we want people to ask. And the more you ask that, and the deeper you get. And that's why mindfulness is so important, and all of the other concepts are all about helping you get to that deeper understanding of who you are and your connection in the universe and your sense of purpose.
Did you learn any more writing this book? Were there more things, or was it learn more about yourself maybe?
Oh, I absolutely did. Mm-hmm. I learned so much about myself in this book. I consider this book to be divinely inspired, which means that I didn't actually know what the plot was going to be until I sat down at the keyboard, mm-hmm. and I just wrote it and went straight through. And there was actually pieces and parts that I was typing that I disagreed with, and I had to actually have a dialogue with myself and you know, my higher sense of self to say, but physics doesn't really work that way. And I was like, yeah, actually it does. Go research it. So yeah, I learned a lot. Absolutely.
Well, Shan Gill is our guest this morning on the Community Voice program. She has written a book called Cosmic Kitty, A Mindful Metaphysical Journey. Again, it targets older kids, right? We're going to say
eight and above, and adults who are open.
There you go, and adults as well. And is it already out there? Or is it?
It is. Okay. The best place to buy it is going to be at Hortons. Mm-hmm. Buy local, definitely. Go see Dottie, Pittman, and Mary Beth, those guys. And actually, if you want to come out to the event next week, I would recommend pre-ordering it, because they're going to have a supply, but we're not sure how much they'll have inventory.
Sure. And you also have an event where you really introduce the character and let people get to color it and things like that.
Exactly. Kids. Yep. The kids will be able to draw it, and we'll introduce them to the concept.
That'll be from 12 o'clock noon until 2 o'clock again at Horton's Bookstore here in Carrollton. We'll take our first break, and we'll come back and talk more with Shan Gill about her book, Cosmic Kitty, A Mindful Metaphysical Journey. And we hope by the end of this morning's program that you go on a mindful metaphysical journey of your own.
Take a walk toward healthy. Tanner Health System wants you to know that taking a brisk 30-minute walk 5 times a week is all it takes for most people to keep fit. Not only that, going for 30 can lower your blood pressure, cholesterol, and reduce your risk for heart disease and strokes. You experience these benefits even if you divide your time into 2 or 3 segments of 10 to 15 minutes a day. Even if you've been sedentary for years, you can start now. Going for 30 5 times a week has real health benefits. Don't think you can make it for 30 minutes? That's okay. You can work your way up as you get stronger.
Let your mouse do the walking online at www.gethealthylivewell.org. Tanner's go-to online destination for health tips, fitness tracking, healthy recipes, and more. Get inspired to get your healthy on at gethealthylivewell.org.
WLBB Community Voice Program. Our show brought to you by Tanner Health System. I'm your host this morning, Colin Worthington, 8:43 on this cloudy Friday. I think we are supposed to see a little bit of sun later on this afternoon. And speaking of the sun coming out, we're talking with Shan Gill, author of Cosmic Kitty, A Mindful Metaphysical Journey, a book she's written, and it'll be available to purchase at Horton's Books and Gifts. And next week, next Saturday, 12 o'clock until 2, she will be there. And talk a little bit about her book with the kids and do some other crafts with the kids relating to her book. Getting back to the book that you've written here, what were some of the key concepts that are covered in this book?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of different things. I highlighted out a bunch of things from my publicist when I was working on this, and decided that was much too detailed for anybody to actually go through, because this is a taster. So I will introduce a concept at a very simple level, even if it's just a couple of sentences, and then my hope is that you'll go and you'll look more into that concept. So you do see a lot of things sprinkled in, but some of the really key messages are things about developing a mindfulness practice, so being deliberate in your living. And the reason that I want kids to do that, and adults as well, is because it helps us to live a better life. It helps us for, I call it higher living, if you will, strategies for higher living. Mindfulness is about literally changing the way that our brain works. It allows us to make choices in the moment to live the way that we want to live. So oftentimes we make sort of, I would call them lower choices, where we get angry or things like that. We don't always want to do that. So it gives us a tool set for being more mindful. So there's a whole piece around deliberate living and choosing joy. One of her big things for Cosmic Kitty is to choose joy, because it is a choice, joy and happiness. Another part of it, though, is to question yourself, question your beliefs, decide what you truly believe versus what everybody else has told you, which we talked about that a few minutes ago. That's a really key message that comes out of it. And also compassion and understanding. And this is where the bullying comes in. There's a whole bullying theme around it. Not just bullying by other people, but also we bully ourselves. Mm-hmm. We say things to ourselves we would never allow anyone else to say to us. You know, and so when you talk about having compassion and understanding for others, recognizing that they're on their own journey, recognizing that they have influences that you have no idea where they're coming from, and realizing that we all are generally coming from a place of love. That's how we're created. We don't always act that way, but at the deepest level, we are love. And so that's one of the really key messages, is understanding that, I think, for the kids.
Is it as simple as just, you know, flipping a switch for some of those things? Because or maybe just being conscious of it. You know, if you realize that you're doing that on a daily, daily basis or weekly or whatever, you realize you're doing those kind of things. I mean, but I'm assuming you have to practice.
You do. It is, and it's absolutely a practice, Colin. That's a great way to put it. And that's why when we talk about a mindful practice, we talk about meditation, we talk about yoga, we talk about just being aware of your thoughts. Do you realize that 47% of the time we are not even paying attention to what we're doing? Our mind is somewhere else. So we're on autopilot. Mm-hmm. Almost half of our life is spent on autopilot. And that's why we have habits that are hard to break, is because we are just getting into a mindless way of going after them. So being more mindful, being present in the moment, being present with what you're doing, whether that is just your thoughts or something simple as washing the dishes or cooking, and just paying attention to what you're doing. When those thoughts come in that are negative, or thoughts of something else come in that put you on autopilot, mindfulness practices, and it is a practice, allows you to observe that and say, I really don't want to spend the next 5 minutes thinking about how bad I've done something, or judging myself, or thinking about how worried I am about something for next week. Do you know that only 8% of what we worry about actually comes true? So 92% of the stuff we worry about never even happens, but yet we're spending all of this negative energy on it. There's some great research about our thoughts and thinking, and I use it in my happiness roadmap class that I teach. Dr. Masaru Emoto, a Japanese scientist, he's no longer with us, he's transitioned, but he actually did this amazing work on research on water crystals. What he would do is he would take glasses of water, and he would tape words or names and different phrases on the water. Then he would actually freeze it, and he would look under a microscope to see how the crystal formations occurred in the water. And whenever it was a very positive word, love, happiness, appreciation, thank you, the water crystals were beautiful, looked like gorgeous snowflakes. And I would encourage everyone to Google images on this, because it's phenomenal. And then if it was negative, I hate you, Adolf Hitler, you know, things that are very negative in nature, the crystal formation would be like blobs, and it would just have absolutely no really redeeming structure. And so what he proved out over 20 years of research, and it's been replicated all over the place by different scientists, is that our thoughts and thinking actually change the molecular structure of water. We're 70% water. Mm-hmm. Imagine what our thoughts are doing to us.
Somebody actually told me that story probably about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
That exact same thing. They didn't tell me that it was frozen. I thought the way they described it to me is that he used a microscope to look into the water.
Yep.
But maybe just spoke the words several times or something. But I mean, that it's going to be the exact same thing.
And there's
thing,
different
sure.
variations on it. You know, there's even
water. Oh, yeah, I was fascinated when I heard that.
It's phenomenal.
Absolutely. Let's take our final break here and come back. I do want to talk about your happiness roadmap.
Okay.
That'll be a way to get us started for our weekend. We can sleep on that and get up, go to work on Monday, and have that roadmap all set up for us. And then, of course, we'll recap, talk more about your book and remind everybody to go out to Hortons and meet you on Saturday the 12th.
Saturday the 12th, next Saturday.
A week from tomorrow. We'll take our final break. Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System, here on News Talk 1330.
Need help finding something healthy to eat? Tanner Health System has an app for that. Menuet helps you find healthy food options on the go. The smartphone app is powered by Tanner's health experts, who teamed up with restaurants across West Georgia to make it easier for you to choose healthy food and eat better. Minuit acts like your personal nutrition assistant, showing you the healthiest items on the menu. So when you're not sure what's good to eat, Minuit. You can even use the app to look up recipes and plan healthy meals at home and modify your options based on nutritional preferences, such as a low-sodium or vegetarian diet. Minuit and Tanner Health System, making it easier to eat healthy and live well. A healthier lifestyle is only a fingertip away. Minuit is free to download on your Apple or Android smartphone. You can download it today by searching Minuit in the App Store or on Google Play. Learn more about Minuit at GetHealthyLiveWell.org.
Back to the WLBB Community Voice Program, our show brought to you by Tanner Health System. Just about 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, we've got national news at the top of the hour, local news at 9:02, and then Glenn Beck is on the air until 12 o'clock this morning. Right now, we're speaking with Shan Gill. She's an author. Also, I'm trying to a life and business strategy consultant, also author and coach. And she's come into this fairly recent. I've been studying it for a while, but really taking it on full time fairly recent. And promoting mainly today her book, Cosmic Kitty, A Mindful and Metaphysical Journey. And again, Shan Gill is our guest. You'd put together this happiness roadmap. Did you put this together yourself, or is this a collection of other people's ideas? It's for a class, I believe, that you teach.
I do. I actually teach a couple of classes. Mm-hmm. And some of these classes I started out teaching in my corporate world. So I would do it for team members that were in my company. I would do it as lunch and learns. I would do it as coaching, sometimes after hours stuff, because I saw such a need and a desire for them to understand and get into more personal topics, even in the workplace, to help them with the stress of the corporate world. Mm-hmm. So the Happiness Roadmap is a public workshop that I actually do. This one doesn't have as much of a corporate bent, but I do have some corporate ones as well that link employee engagement, things like that. But this is literally something that I teach a lunch and learn, and then I do a full-day deep dive session as well. So you can go in and start to explore some of these topics for yourself. So you can actually say, how do I want to put a strategy against my life to help me live a happier, more joyful life, a more blissful life? And so you walk out of that class with literally a roadmap or a strategy for how you want to engage differently and things that you want to pick up as part of your lifestyle.
And we all want to be happy.
We do. And
that's the plan, right?
And it's interesting because some of the research behind it shows that, and there's some new research around this, our happiness set point. You know, we always have thought historically, you know, over the decades or the last millennia, that some people are just unhappy, some people are just naturally happy. Mm. And the new research is showing that there is definitely some genetic predisposition. About 50% of your happiness set point is based on genetics. But the other 50% is not based on what we thought it was. A lot of times it was about, we thought it was environmental, or we thought it would be, you know, if I have all these things, it'll make me happy. If I have the car, if I have the wife or husband, if I have the kids, if I have the job, you know, when I get my next promotion, when I win the lottery, you know, all of these things that are external things would make us happy. But what we found is that only 10%, once you get past a certain level of, you know, being able to feed yourself and shelter, you know, basic requirements, that only about 10% of our happiness is based on those external factors of the environment around us, if you will. The other 40% is intentional activity and thought. And essentially, we completely control 40% of our joy, our happiness, just by how we shift our energy. So think about it this way. We are human beings, not human doings. We're human beings for a reason. So regardless of what you're actually doing, you can change whether you're happy in the moment or not. We have that ability as people. It's an amazing thing.
This is goes in the face of ignorance is bliss, though. I mean, we need to educate ourselves a little bit to find this happiness.
And how you do that, right? And being conscious. This goes back to the mindfulness piece as well. It all ties directly in, which is being conscious of your thoughts, being conscious of how much negativity you're allowing in, and making different choices, choosing to recognize that, you know, there's a negative thought coming in. Instead of dwelling on it for 10 minutes, I'm going to just release it and move on to the next thing. So making some very conscious choices, but you have to be in a state of mindfulness and awareness of that thinking in order to make those choices. If you're on autopilot, you can't make them.
You know, this conversation, we talk about the negativity and things. I mean, it does remind me of the media and the culture that we're into. It's like you just can't be allowed. I mean, that people thrive on that negativity. It's what's driving everybody to make their next move.
It is. And we as people do have a negativity bias. So even though we are wired to have love, one of the things that we are wired for from a survival perspective, and think back to the caveman days, we are wired to be worried about what's going on around us. If a saber-toothed tiger is outside the door, we want to believe that's going to happen because we want to make sure we stay alive. We don't get a lot of extra points for being joyful and mindful when survival's at stake. So a lot of our negativity bias is old wiring that came from when we were just trying to survive. It's that fight or flight that happens. And in today's modern world, that gets triggered all the time, constantly triggered. That's why you have people on these adrenaline rushes of constant fear almost, because it is that negativity bias that's getting triggered over and over and over again.
Well, get us started here. Obviously, we can't get deep into this. If somebody wanted to, you know, test this out on Monday, wanted to start looking for, you know, happy, you know, have a joyful life, be happier and get started in there, what's one of the first things they could do?
The first thing you have to realize is that happiness and joy is an inside job. It's an internal thing. There are things that will make your life more pleasant, certainly. There are things that will give you what I call instant gratification. For example, if we were talking about, you know, achieving gold, winning the Olympic gold, for example, that's going to make you happy for a short period of time. But then you're basically going to go back to your set point. And you're going to say, okay, you know, I'm happy now. You end up having to try to do a whole bunch of stuff to make you happy constantly if you're looking for that happiness from the outside, from achieving your goals, things like that. If you want to have a constant ability to stay happy, it's an internal thing. It's an internal peace thing that no matter what's happening around you, finding that internal peace by checking your thoughts, by checking your assumptions, is really an important way to go about your life in terms of checking it. And part of that is going to be just listen to yourself and your thoughts and don't judge them, but just to, if you want to do something this weekend, for example, just start to pay attention to what is the proportion of negative versus positive thinking that goes on in your brain. How often are you judging yourself or judging others? How often are you thinking positive thoughts versus thinking about and worrying about things that aren't going to happen? So just noticing that is a huge, huge step in the right direction.
Do you have a Facebook page or a website?
I do. ShanGill.com is my website, and feel free to send me questions and use my contact form. I also have Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Cosmic Kitty Book.
I was going to say Cosmic Kitty.
Yeah, Cosmic Kitty Book, and then Shan Gill Author has a Facebook page as well.
Let's promote the book one more time in this event that's coming up next Saturday at Horton's here in Carrollton. It's going to be Saturday, August the 12th, 12 o'clock until noon, and the author will be there. Instruction for creating the artwork associated with the story. I don't know if you told me this off the record and behind the scenes, but I think I'm going to bring it up anyway. Did you say you're already writing a second book?
There's a second book in the works. There's also a coloring book because I want kids to be able to create their own characters. So I'll be encouraging them not just to color in the characters and the storyline that I'm going to create in the coloring book, but also create their own. Out of shapes and things like that. So there's actually two more books for the novel side, and then there's also a younger kid set as well.
Is it easier to get into that direction to find the joy as a kid than as an adult?
I think it is. Yeah. I think it's a lot of my parents and kids that read the book together, the kids are explaining concepts to the adult, which is pretty cool, actually. And it's because the kids are more open to it. They haven't been as jaded. So getting a kid, and there's tons of research on this from a school's perspective, getting kids in mindfulness programs early on makes a massive difference in terms of their life, their career. You can even help it for things like autism. I know Jason Swindle was here. They're using mindfulness to really help these kids to get them started in the right direction because they can program them easier. It's easier to program now than it is when you're an adult. An adult, you're having to undo a lot of things that you've already come through with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Shane, it was nice to meet you.
Thank you, Colin. I've so enjoyed this. This is great.
Oh, absolutely. You gave me three or four things that I'm going to continue looking on. That thing about the water still just blows
awesome?
Me away.
I love that.
About the ice, yeah. That is awesome. I encourage everybody to look that up. Well, the
Emoto,
guy's name is
Emoto. Sorry, you're going to do that.
It's a Dr. Masaru.
Masaru.
Masaru. Emoto. Emoto. And again, it's information about hidden messages of water. And I think there is something on YouTube, but you'll be able to
YouTube, and there's Google Images. If you just want to see the pictures, Google Images will just there's tons of them.
That's fascinating. So maybe you should talk to your water before you drink every day. If you drink those 8 cups of water every day, you could talk to it, be happy to it.
Actually, I do. Put tape on. I have a big water jug, and I put tape on it with positive messages. Just can't hurt.
Fabulous. No, I'm excited about it. I'm giving it a go. Shan, thank you for coming out this
morning.
Thanks,
Colin.
And remember, you can go meet Shan at Horton's Bookstore here in Carrollton next Saturday, 12 o'clock until 2. She authored Cosmic Kitty, A Mindful Metaphysical Journey. And we do appreciate you tuning in to us this morning for the WLBB Community Voice program. When this show is finished, we'll pop it up on our website, newstalk1330.com, in case you missed any of it. Everybody have a great weekend.